This morning, opposition leader Bill Shorten will announce the Labor government would deploy an extra 100 Centrelink workers to support farmers in drought-affected areas. All of New South Wales now and about 60% of Queensland is classified as drought-affected, prompting the Turnbull government to offer cash payments of $12,000 to drought-stricken farmers. But Bill Shorten is pressuring the government to deliver the cash grants by next month and is pledging $20 million for a regional economic development fund. The opposition leader made these announcements while taking a first-hand look at the drought in Queensland's central west, along with the Shadow Agriculture Minister, Joel Fitzgibbon. Joel Fitzgibbon joins us now from Barcaldine in western Queensland. Joel Fitzgibbon, welcome back to Breakfast.
Great to be with you, friend.
You're up in western Queensland. More than half of Queensland is drought declared. With little prospect of decent summer rain, that's what the Bureau's telling us. What have locals been telling you about the drought?
Well, they're telling me, Fran, that it's every bit as bad as we hear in all of our media reports. They're very stoic up here, and people have their heads high, but they're expressing no optimism at all about rain in the future. So they're now going to that next phase and asking themselves, you know, what happens next? And sadly, no one has any real answers.
Well, rain is the answer, I suppose, and we can't make that happen. Meanwhile, the government has offered this $12,000 top-up to their assistance payments in two tranches. Labor, you have said, and Bill Shorten have said, that's not good enough. It should be just to be able to get those $12,000 in one go and get it next month. Why is that going to make much difference? And aren't there challenges there, given what you've already, the concerns you've raised about the Centrelink struggling under the current load?
Look, Fran, we're desperate to send a bipartisan message. The last thing farmers and farming communities and the towns affected want is politicians bickering over drought policy, but the government makes it so hard, it's so frustrating. We've been saying for 4 years now that farm household allowance was failing both in its design and its delivery, and now Malcolm Turnbull pops up one Sunday and says, oh, look, we'll give $12,000 away.
Well, that's because people have told him they can't pay their bills, they can't pay their car rego, you know, that they need some cash right now. That's why, isn't it?
But then, Fran, he doesn't properly explain how it's going to be easier to access it. I mean, he's changed the asset test, which we support. That's great. But he's done nothing around making it more easy for people to access it. And we know over the course of the last 4 years that too many have been unable to do so. And changing the asset test threshold won't improve that situation for many. And we're saying, look, we're not in government, but here's an idea. Many people are saying to us, including on this particular tour, $12,000 is not enough, but if I'm going to receive $12,000, I need it now. So we're saying, why stage it over two payments, six and six? Every situation is different. In terms of every farming family, why not give them the option? It's in the same fiscal year. Why not give them the option of taking the whole $12,000 now, or indeed six and six, or if they want, $2,000 every month for 6 months?
Okay.
Let the farming family decide how they can best utilise this money.
Bill Shorten also said Labor in government would fund an extra 100 jobs for Centrelink workers specialised in dealing with farmers affected by drought. But how would having additional Centrelink officers going into rural homes, because that's part of the plan, differ from the current plan for rural financial counsellors to meet with people in their homes? Isn't there double up there?
Well, because this is a misrepresentation by the government on a key role for rural financial counsellors. We need them to be working with farming families and farm businesses on the broader issues, like their business model, how they might change their practices, how they might invest their finances to give them greater economic diversity. Centrelink people are the front line, are at the front line in dealing with these applications. And the problem is the application forms. I don't want rural financial councils necessarily spending all of their valuable time, because there are too few of them, filling out paperwork for farming families. Let's get the Centrelink, the frontline people who make these decisions, on that front line, helping people on the ground.
Labor's also promising $20 million for a regional economic development fund. This would build on the existing drought communities program, which is $35 million over 4 years. But what sort of projects get funded under this kind of project?
Well, every council, Fran, has a project it would like to proceed with but can't afford. And they are usually shovel-ready, and of course, when they are progressed, they create local jobs. And what has been reinforced for me over the last couple of days in central West Queensland is that the drought is, of course, infecting not just the farmers, but the businesses in the town. When spending is down, they are adversely affected. So we've got to get economic stimulus in local communities. The council's the best vehicle for that. They have the projects ready to go, and we should be helping them to fund them.
You're listening to RN Breakfast. Our guest is Shadow Agriculture Minister Joel Fitzgibbon. He's a member of the Labor Party federally, but in New South Wales. Today, the New South Wales ALP will receive the report into the allegations against Labor MP Emma Hussar and allegations of bullying and other such things. This report won't be made public. Why not? Shouldn't this report be released?
Because this is an internal report.
Well, so much for internal. All the allegations have been leaked and we all have read them.
Unfortunately, Fran, and that has the potential to do great harm to people's reputation. We're not just talking about Emma Hussar, but we're talking about people who have made submissions to that inquiry, and they are entitled to both natural justice, procedural fairness, but, of course, anonymity. Because many of them have entered into this exercise on that basis. Imagine in the future, and politics is a highly charged game, imagine in the future if there's an allegation against someone and witnesses won't come forward to allow us to come to proper conclusions because they fear those submissions being made public. So this is a very reasonable and normal thing to do, and this is a hopeless attempt by Malcolm Turnbull, again, to turn this into something about Bill Shorten, which is absolutely desperate and ridiculous.
Well, talk about hopeless, though. The report, as we read, includes recommendations on how future complaints should be handled. Given that some of these allegations are more than 6 months old, shouldn't that be recommendation number one, that they be handled more speedily?
Well, certainly I think that would be a good recommendation. And we are living in difficult times when we have different and higher standards expected of us, and you know, we are all in a way learning as we go, as we attempt to meet these new standards. And the last thing we should do is blow the whole thing up by, you know, meeting demands by Malcolm Turnbull that we should do it this way or that way, because he hasn't shown very good form in this area himself.
Well, never mind Malcolm Turnbull, just briefly, we're almost at the news, but the fact that this has been so widely leaked, BuzzFeed has received the whole document, as we now know, is there going to be an investigation into that, and should there be, just briefly?
Oh, I think that's a matter for Kayla Manane.
Well, do you have a view?
And those directly involved. Well, I would hope that in the future, when you're having a serious inquiry like this, the details don't end up on the front page of our newspapers, of course.
Joel Fitzgibbon, thank you very much for joining us.
A pleasure, Fran.
Joel Fitzgibbon is the Shadow Agriculture Minister.